Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the live Sunday edition. That's right, we're here on a Sunday. We'll talk to you about anything you want to discuss. It doesn't have to be related to the continuing epidemic of police abuse in this country, and now the bubbling over into violence of the frustration about that police abuse. It's happening in Baltimore, where Freddie Gray perished in police custody. He was arrested on April 12th and died on April 19th of spinal injuries purportedly received while in police custody. He had been arrested for no reason other than the fact that he was running from a cop, and then ultimately ended up in the back of a police van. They apparently didn't use unnecessary force with him while they were arresting him, according to some who witnessed the situation. There was also a video of the arrest itself, but at some point between the arrest and when he got back into the holding facility, he ended up getting a deadly spine injury, and nobody's talking about why that happened.
You and I disagreed on whether or not police should chase after somebody who makes eye contact with a police officer and then begins running. Previously, I will say you taking the stance that apparently you should just be able to walk up, say, "Dear God, it's the police," and run away.
Free speech. Yeah.
And that's fine. Whatever. I think
I shouldn't get taken to the ground and then crushed for speaking and then running. That's not a crime.
I don't recommend that behavior, regardless of how you feel about it.
But it's not a crime, is it?
I'm not asking that question. What I'm saying is,
I'm asking you that question. Is it a criminal act to say something, to exclaim something, and then run?
I think that it is highly suspicious and going to get the interest of police.
It will, they're acting like attack dogs and vicious animals.
But I don't think the police had any particular reason for arrest, right? They get the guy, they take him to the ground, they run his information. I assume they can go, at that point, they go through his pockets, they get his information, they run it, they find he has no warrant.
You don't get to go through someone's pockets because they run away from you. That's an illegal search and seizure.
Did they go through his pockets?
I have no idea, Mark. You just said that they would be able to do that, and I'm letting you know that that is not, as I understand it, legal. I'm not an attorney, but just because you've run from the cops isn't a justification to search, in my opinion.
I'd love to
hear from law enforcement on this.
I'd love to hear from law enforcement and attorneys on this one, because I just think that you're going to get taken down, but I don't think that there's any particular reason for
arrest. I understand that. I'm not denying that you're going to get taken down. I'm saying that that's inappropriate.
I think you're going, fine, Ian, I don't really care what you have to say on it. The fact is, we live in this world, and this world, police are going to likely harm you severely when it happens. There are so many more crimes that police officers commit in this country that are so much worse. The politicians are on their side, the victimless crime spree, the war on drugs, these things. That's an entirely different thing to me. This is a very normal behavior of somebody who's set as a guardian. I suspect you'll find these kind of things happen with security guards. I would want...
I suspect you find the same thing happens with a rabid dog. Let's talk to Guy in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Guy.
Hi there. First of all, I'd like to state that I am a 61-year-old, three-quarter white, one-quarter Native American male. I have had bad experiences with police officers, especially in Albuquerque, 30-odd years ago in Houston and 35 years ago in Kansas City, Kansas area. However, we must remember that each individual case must be investigated and judged on an individual basis. There can be, with the police, as with me and you, no blanket condemnation of all police. Now, we are having problems here in Albuquerque.
Oh, yes, you are.
Like we had in Houston 35 years ago when I moved to Houston. Now, I would rather get arrested by the Houston Police Department because it is a extremely, I should say, diverse police department. It represents the population. You've got men, women, whites, blacks, Hispanics, Orientals, everybody on the police department. I'd rather get arrested by them today than any place else, quite frankly. I moved to Albuquerque 10 years ago. And, by the way, I did live 3 years in Baltimore. Now, the Rodney King incident, people need to watch the entire Rodney King tape. Rodney King was a 6'5", 230 to 250-pound male who threw 200-pound police officers off of him when they were trying to cuff him like they were 25-pound babies because he was all drugged up, I believe they said, on PCP. So, you know, we know that in Ferguson and in Florida now,
I don't think that justifies, before it seems like you're going on to another point there, I don't think that justifies the sadistic, vicious beating that those police officers commenced against Rodney King.
Well, what you don't know about the sadistic beating is that actually it was not sadistic. I worked as a campus policeman for 3 years, and I was trained in the use of batons. What most people interpret as a sadistic beating, where what you are, is actually beating, pounding people with the batons to the legs to create pain, but very little actual physical damage to try to get them to be subdued. Keep in mind, once again,
I'm watching the Rodney King video right here, and I don't see Rodney, the very first part of it, as you suggest, Rodney King is not picking up police officers and throwing them around. The first part of the video, which I am watching again, is Rodney King being beaten with sticks.
Yeah, oh, but it's only on the legs where it's totally okay.
They're beating him on the back.
Yeah, you're full of it, guy. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm glad you beat me
to that, Mark. I have no idea what happened in this Rodney King situation. That's why I went to look. It's been a long time, but there's no, the video of which he's speaking here says Rodney King beating video, full length footage screener is the title on YouTube, and I don't see Rodney King picking up police and tossing around like rag dolls.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to that before I did, because I was actually searching for it as you apparently had already done so and started watching it, so thank you for that. Let's go to Jeff in Elgin, Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, you guys. So I was working late, and I'd get off at midnight, and I went to this grocery store, so the cop was behind me in line, and I just looked at him in the eyes, and he went nuts. Like, you know how if you look at a dog in the eyes, they go nuts? And he ran out to get in his car and waited for me to come out, and then when I went by, he followed me down the road. Like, I was driving slow because I knew he was behind me. I was going like 30 miles an hour. So he's, you know, I mean, this stuff is unnecessary. There's actually other things that they could be doing, and that's one kind of a situation. Another way, it's the thing like with the dog. If you look at him in the eye, you know, they have the same kind of a thing going on. And then also, if you swim away from a shark, if this shark thinks it's food, you know, and that's their other thing. You know, if you run away from them,
it's a predator. It's a chase instinct.
Yeah. And another thing is, if the cops ever try to knock on your house or whatever and they want to come in, don't let them in. Just like in the movies, if you let the vampires in, you know, then they do it. They create havoc, but you don't.
Yeah, it's true. Nothing good comes from letting the police into your home. I agree, Jeff. But thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Nathan's in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Strangely, the Wikipedia article says that King kept trying to rise and then kept being beaten down. So I don't remember if the video shows that or not.
It does show him trying to get up, but I mean, usually he could be trying to get away from people who are hitting with sticks.
Yeah, and by the way, in the video, I also pulled up a copy of it here.
Looked at the tape.
Oops. Apparently there's an audio track to it, too. Hang on a second there, Nathan, because you're both on the same audio feed here. So in this video, you've got basically two cops who are commencing with the beating. There are at least four other officers just standing by watching. If this guy was such a threat, all of those officers would have been on him and holding him in, you know, a position that would prevent him from being able to harm any of those officers. So the fact that there's just four guys standing there watching that guy get beat, probably laughing about it at the time, suggests to me that King was not considered to be much of a threat at all. But we'll bring you back here in a moment, Nathan, for further comments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Protests continue in Baltimore. They've been going on since April 19th, basically, when One man perished in police so-called custody. Freddie Gray. He died after ostensibly receiving some kind of a deadly spinal wound, some destruction to his spine that resulted in his dying for about four or five days later.
The doc said it looked like an automobile accident. That's how serious it was.
And yet police are saying they didn't use any force or excessive force with this man.
Touch him.
There's no video of the time between when he was loaded into the police van and when he ultimately was unloaded from that police van. So who knows what happened to him. But we'll continue with, there's a little more to the story from theatlantic.com where they're sort of summarizing what little we do know about this situation. Also, people are upset. They've taken to the streets, protests in Baltimore. Of course, most protesters are peaceful, but there are always the element, or at least in this case, there was the element of folks who were down there simply to destroy and indiscriminately destroy, not just destroy police cars or the police lobby or, you know, the city hall. But to destroy innocent people, to destroy or innocent people's property, innocent people's cars, innocent people's storefront windows. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. And I want to let you know that if you've been thinking about getting gold and silver, what are you waiting for? Silver's down. I mean, remember when silver was like $40, Mark? It's now down to what, $16, $17 an ounce or something like that?
I'd have to check. I remember when silver was at 50.
Yeah, so I think it like peaked at 50 and then started dropping. So now might be a good time to get some silver over at silver.freetalklive.com. It's a great alternative to the Federal Reserve notes that you probably already have a bunch of. You can turn those into silver and gold and protect yourself against inflation. Historically, gold and silver have been excellent hedges against inflation. So maybe that's your motivation for getting it. For me, that was my motivation for getting silver.
Kitco's got silver right now at $15.76.
Wow. Or perhaps, you know, you want it as a barter currency or an investment. Either way, you go to Midas Resources through our link at silver.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live benefits when you buy silver that way and gold. Silver.freetalklive.com or call them up toll free at 877-857-9938 for Midas Resources, silver and gold, and some other stuff too. I think you've got some unusual precious metals there as well. 877-857-9938 or silver.freetalklive.com. We're back with Nathan. He's in Texas via Skype. Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, these protests are, they're not surprising in a sense. The reputation of police, like Mark's been saying, seems to be going down. I remember I was watching Better Call Saul, and I was just stunned by how negatively police were portrayed. I mean, you know, you go back 50 years, look at the Andy Griffith Show, you know, or whatever.
That's a good point.
I mean, if they tried to remake that, do you think people would call it unrealistic?
Yeah, I would expect so, yeah.
We read on air a few weeks ago statistics about just sort of, I think it was Pew Research, I might be wrong on that, what sort of the thought processes of people, what their confidence level was in police from 1981 till now, and they've been falling in all racial segments, but for blacks, they've been falling precipitously. I think it went from 79% of blacks in 1981 had confidence in the police. And this is the beginning of the drug war, right? This is this is when crack comes on the scene.
Okay.
And
the drug war technically started during Nixon, but yeah, I get where you're,
Well,
you're saying.
It started in earnest in 1981, and it dropped in. At this point, I believe it's lower than 30%
confidence.
Yeah, okay. The confidence level with this blacks. This includes blacks of all ages, right? Like, so many times you're thinking of sort of middle-aged blacks saying, well, you know, the young people, they're, you know, whatever. Nah, they don't have a lot of confidence either.
Nathan?
Yeah, and it seems to me that protesting is, it doesn't seem like an effective solution because it's like praying to the state, sort of. It's like you're saying, please stop doing this. And there doesn't really seem to be any incentive on their part to do anything about it. You know, I suggested during the what was the other one?
Michael Brown?
Michael Brown, yeah. I remember suggesting on, I think it was Cop Block or something, that maybe the people should just stop paying taxes, you know, like go on some kind of tax revolt or something.
It's a great idea, but that actually takes, you know, personal risk, and the average person isn't willing to have the police target them over this. They're okay with, you know, holding a sign and chanting.
I'd say in this case, protests and even riots put pressure on police and the government to change. I'm not saying I'm expecting to have full accountability from police agencies in the next year or for governments to suddenly act right or anything like that, but what I'm seeing is pressure, and essentially what a police department has to ask itself the next time we have some unarmed black man that's shot for no particularly good reason is, well, are we ready for the city to get set on fire? Do we want to protect these police officers? Because it didn't happen in North Charleston, South Carolina. There weren't any riots there. That's because the police
had
the video.
They went after that cop.
Yeah, the police had the video. They went after that cop. You didn't see a bunch of riots. Instead, if that video had gotten leaked and the police hadn't done anything, you could very well have seen Ferguson all over again. And that's why I think that things are going to change. The pressure is now there.
Well, I think I kind of am in between both of you. Like, I tend to agree generally that protests don't seem to do anything.
Generally, I agree.
But I think that Mark's right.
But when you
have
enough people.
Yeah, I think that Mark's right. I mean, the city council and the police, they don't want the city building to be destroyed, right? There were thousands of people outside of the Baltimore Capitol, or not Capitol, but the City Hall. So there were thousands of people protesting there yesterday, and it didn't go to the point where it did. I don't know if you remember in Oakland, California, during the Occupy protests, where the occupiers in Oakland actually went inside City Hall and proceeded to destroy it. They don't really want that to happen because that would destroy some of their legitimacy. So I think Mark's right that some pressure is on because of these protests, whether they are violent or not. I don't support violence, but the protests are definitely putting pressure on the government. I don't think that's a bad thing. But at the same time, I can also understand how someone could attend one of these protests thinking that they're going to see some sort of palpable change happen quickly as a result and then be disappointed when nothing ultimately seems to happen in an obvious manner. I mean, I don't think having one protest is going to result in a dramatic change to policy, but I do think it does mount some level of pressure that may result in some accountability, maybe.
Yeah, maybe in the future what we're going to see is just increasingly violent riots and increasing amounts of them offering up individual officers to the wolves.
That really brings up something for me, because in many cases we advocate on Free Talk Live, we advocate for peaceful solutions to societal problems. Mm-hmm. However, I would say that many times when peaceful solutions have been proffered, I'm thinking Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr., there were violent elements with going on at the same time. Black Panthers are going on at the same time, right? MLK is going on. With Gandhi, there were riots happening, violent riots. So at that point, all it did was give sort of social credence to the nonviolent revolters. But in this case, is the violence that's going on, the senseless destruction of property, is that going to be what puts pressure on police departments to change?
I don't think so. I think that's going to give the police more of an excuse to be violent. Thanks, Nathan, for your call and thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping is all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you may join us here toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username, lrn.fm. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continuing here. I also want to remind you about our website and all the great features that we have there, including the webcam over at cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch the show as it happens. Or if you want to watch later on, you can always visit our YouTube channel at youtube.freetalklive.com because we take the cam feed and then upload that later on to the YouTube channel. So all of those, so we've, I don't know, it seems like we've been doing that like for almost a year now at this point, the YouTube channel. So there should be quite a few shows there on our YouTube channel if you'd like to see them. You can do that. Of course, we've got MP3 archives galore that go back for coming up on a decade. For free, all of it is over there at freetalklive.com, so please enjoy the website as we continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got John listening in New York, in Auburn. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you're on. You're listening to Finger Lakes News Radio. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts, John.
All right, listen. I'm an autistic father. I have a child with autism. I'm an author of a national best-selling book, The Autistic Holocaust. I have a severe neurological disorder. I just did the Walk for Autism. I'm a book author seller. And I'm tell you guys, I've listened to you guys for the last 3 years. You're freaking awesome. I'm behind you 100% on what you do. I listen, I sit here, and my head is spinning. I'm a prophet. I am a pastor ordained by God, and I got a message, and it's like, You don't got to believe in God. I don't care. I know Mark or Scott, whoever, doesn't believe in God. It don't matter.
Actually, we're both ministers in the Shire Free Church.
Yeah, and one of you guys went to prison.
I can't have you saying those things on the radio. So sorry about that. The toll-free number, I understand jail's frustrating, but you can't say the F word on the radio. So I wish we didn't have to get rid of him because I was curious to what he was going to say. So maybe you could call
him. He had a message from God.
Okay. Anyway, he could call any other night of the week and try that again without saying the F-bomb, and then we'd love to hear from him. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I do appreciate the passion.
Yeah, the getting dropped thing is kind of like the penalty box here on Free Talk Live. So if you drop, one of several words, one of them begins with F, one of them begins with S, there's a couple with a C, GD is not exactly appreciated.
As well as A-hole.
Yeah, A-hole's not going to go anywhere. Yeah. If you can't edit yourself to that level, I mean, it's not very many words, then you're going to sit in the penalty box for an evening, and then you can call back. It's not that big of a deal. Look, we know what it's like. It's not like we haven't cussed on air before.
Yeah.
We get it. I've actually,
You've done it more than once.
I've done it more than once.
Boy.
Yeah. I think you've done it more than once.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. Let's go to Robert.
Early days, it seems like.
Robert, you're in Bellows Falls in Vermont. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. I had the opportunity to watch a live stream of what was going on in Baltimore last night for about 3 hours.
Okay.
And it's absolutely insane, a lot of the things that the people were doing. And, I'm thinking that one way that this could be solved is doing exactly what a lot of people in the Free State Project are doing. They're running for these elected positions, like city council or mayor, or running for sheriff, or running, in the political offices. Take a look at what's going on in Grafton, New Hampshire. I mean, that's absolutely fantastic. I think that would definitely make a big difference. At least that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. We are having liberty activists who are running for local office here in New Hampshire. There's people running for state rep that have won. The people who run for local office don't get as large of a touting publicly when they do that, but I know for a fact some Free Staters have been elected to school board here in New Hampshire. I know of at least two.
I think a lot of them don't want to necessarily be known as Free Staters when they run.
Yeah, that's probably true as well. So it is happening, Robert, and more will be coming here over time. Of course, for those that don't know, the Free State Project is the movement of 20,000 people that we're at over 16,000 right now. We want to reach 20,000 who've signed to pledge their lives to move to come to New Hampshire and to get active here and to be active for more liberty in our lifetime. And it's a big commitment. And I'm proud that we've already gotten over 16,000. We'll probably be hitting 20,000 sometime in 2017 if current rates of signups keep up. And then once the 20,000 number is hit, there will be a 5-year window of time in which all 20,000 have to move here. We've got over 1,700 who are here now and who are getting active in various different ways, and some of them in the ways that you've suggested. Robert, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, let's hope that maybe some of the people in Baltimore, let's hope that they're listening to the show, and then they'll get the idea of what we're about, and we might be able to make a difference. You have a guys, good evening.
Thanks, Robert. You too. Thank you for the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. I'm going to pick up the story here at theatlantic.com talking about the gentleman who was ostensibly killed by the police. But nobody really knows what happened to Freddie Gray after the police arrested him on April 12th. He died on the 19th, and he apparently had some serious spinal injury that had happened to him while he was in police custody. Now, the lack of clear evidence in Baltimore, according to TheAtlantic.com, is a reminder of how unusual the case of Walter Scott was. The North Charleston, South Carolina man was shot in the back by a police officer while running away, but a bystander caught the incident on video, which debunked the official police account in a police report. Officer Michael Slager has now been charged with murder. And as colleague Robinson Meyer wrote, society owes much to the brave bystanders who tape encounters like this, and their footage has gone a long way to helping achieve justice and to awakening the public to police brutality. The obvious tie between the Gray and Scott cases, though, is that in both incidents, police apprehended black men under questionable circumstances. Scott was for a busted taillight. Gray was for... well, it's unclear. In both cases, the black community feels its members were unfairly targeted by the local police. Quote, I'm not saying Fred was an angel. Whatever he did is now in the past, but the police already have made up their minds about who we are, Rudolph Jackson told the Baltimore Sun. Quote, they figure every black person with their pants hanging down is a suspect, and they stop them without probable cause, unquote. That echoes complaints of blacks around the nation, from Ferguson to Staten Island to Cleveland, about how they experience the police not as benevolent defenders of the peace, but as an arbitrary menace, more likely to violate a citizen's rights than to preserve them.
I'm no fan of people walking around with their pants down around their butt, as anybody who watches the Facebook page for any length of time will figure out at facebook.freetalklive.com. But I don't think that that should be a reason, by any stretch of the imagination, to go after anybody. I mean, you know, an article of clothing doesn't mean that you've done something wrong.
Six officers have been suspended with pay and placed on desk duty in the Gray case. And while the Baltimore police didn't specify their race, the three officers in the clip arresting Gray all appear to be white. One thing that separates this case from, say, Ferguson or North Charleston is the demographics of those in power. It's true that whites are overrepresented in the Baltimore Police Department compared to the city's overall population, but black and white officers make up roughly equal portions of the force. In addition, both mayor...
So in a city that is largely black... there is, it's 50-50 white and black.
Yeah, there's quite a few blacks on the police, unlike Ferguson, where it was almost all white on the police department there. Conflicts between the police and black citizens are often discussed, as though the question is whether officers profess personal racism, a trap that even FBI Director James Comey, in an otherwise sympathetic and thoughtful speech on race and law enforcement, fell into. Troubled relationships like the one between Baltimore's black community and its police force, despite the presence of elected and appointed black leaders, show how racism is a systemic problem. It is the way people behave rather than whether they manifest any personal animus. The issue is how the justice system as a whole treats black men. The other obvious problem here is what happens when police not only aren't being filmed, but aren't even being watched. Despite movement to provide police with body cameras, many still don't wear them. There's much that's still unknown about Gray's fatal injuries, but it's hard to avoid the conclusion, based purely on what the mayor and others have said, that his injuries came at the hands of police officers in the van. Rodriguez says at a news conference, quote, he did suffer a very tragic injury to his spinal cord, which resulted in his death. What we don't know, and what we need to get to, is how that injury occurred.
When we needed $5,000 for a medical emergency, a friend told us about Avant. They use their own risk evaluation software to calculate a personalized interest rate, one that works for us. The whole process took minutes and didn't affect our credit score.
We've helped over 100,000 Americans get the money they need fast. And with Avant, you'll never pay hidden fees or be penalized for paying off your loan early. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to AvantOffer.com today and enter promo code 200 at checkout. That's www.avantoffer.com, promo code 200. Again, that's www.avantoffer.com, promo code 200.
Loans are made by WebBank and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603-K124. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, we're back with more Free Talk Live. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. You dial in right now. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on in. You'll sound great, usually. Unless your internet connection sucks or your mic is awful. But generally, I would say 90% of the time, Skype sounds better than a phone. So use Skype to connect with us at username lrn.fm. You just need to send a contact request. It will be approved. And after that, easy to call us on Skype from that point forward. Also, something else that's easy to do is to contribute to the African Satellite Fundraiser going on right now over at africa.lrn.fm. It's, a variety of different perks are available there. There's, stuff as cheap as $5. If you've only got a buck, whatever. We'll take whatever you can contribute because it all adds up and it makes a difference. It'll help us get our show and all the other great shows on LRN.FM back on satellite over most of Africa. You can see the signal pattern. You can watch a four-minute video all about it, why it's so important to reach out to the folks in Africa with the message of liberty. This is a place where people don't have a lot of access to information. In fact, lots of people in Africa don't have any internet access whatsoever. So what's called free-to-air satellite is a lifeline of information to these folks, and we can bring the ideas of liberty there for about $22,000 for 3 years, looking to raise that with your help. So please go to africa.lrn.fm as we continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Bruce. He's in Albuquerque. Bruce, are you listening on Kiva?
Yeah, 1600.
Excellent, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
All right, man. Everybody's got an iPhone now.
Or they're recording like that.
Everything. And the cops down here, that apparently some of their iPhones went south. Okay? I got some bullet points. I think that the federal government infiltrated APD to see and gauge public outrage among the people after outrageous shootings. These police are transplants. They will take care of you later.
Are you suggesting that the violence on the Albuquerque Police Department, the recent incidents of like a homeless man being murdered, I know I've heard about that when there have been some other things, are you suggesting that those are actually federal agents who are doing that?
Maybe.
It sounds like a conspiracy theory. Is there any evidence for that?
Well, no, I don't have anything to back it up. However,
okay. Just a theory.
There's been some police shootings in the back, and there's been a hell of a lot of payout on civil court cases.
Civil court cases against the department?
They settle out of court, you know?
The department has been settling, or the city and the police department have settled?
Yeah, a bunch, like millions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and that's all being footed by the taxpayers of the city of Albuquerque. So, of course, the officers themselves, the higher-ups, the brass, they don't have any financial responsibility for any of this.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like I don't hear anything in those accusations that sound like the feds might be involved necessarily.
It doesn't make sense as to why the feds would, take the time and effort to infiltrate the Albuquerque police.
They might come down here because of this weird town, right? It's a lot of brains, a lot of Hispanics, a lot of white people, a lot of Native Americans, a lot of culture. And they just go in there, man. Plug a couple people, and then let's see what happens.
Yeah, I don't think that doesn't really hold water with me. But thanks, Bruce, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Look, I'm no fan of the federal government, okay? I want to see secession happen, right? But at the same time, it just doesn't make sense. The policing attracts a certain type of individual. Now, there are different cops, and some of them are better than others. But the fact that they have power over people tends to attract the people who want to use that power, who want to wield that power, who are badge heavies, as they've been called by a police trainer who used to contact the show and kind of give us the inside scoop as to what things were like in the world of training these cops. And he said that a significant portion of the people, like 90% of them, who were coming into the police academy that he was training at, were not good quality recruits. Like, he considered these to be bad people who were getting into it for the wrong reasons, people who wanted to wield power and violence over innocent people. And
this is why he quit being a police trainer.
Right. And he said it had gotten worse over I think he'd done it for at least 15 years at the time that we knew him. And that was, God, probably 7 years ago since we've seen Jeff.
Yeah.
But anyway, he quit out of frustration because he just kept getting these crap can level recruits. And he didn't want to do it anymore. But I don't imagine that situation has changed or gotten better. So you've got these people coming in who are badge heavies, as he described them. These are people who want to hurt other people and get away with it. They're the equivalent of the people who join the military because they know they can murder people and, that it's legal.
Well, I don't know if a badge heavy is necessarily somebody who wants to hurt other people. What they are is somebody who thinks that the badge makes them more important. A police officer, in my opinion, a good police officer, is somebody who can uses every tool in their available to them to de-escalate a situation, to create a safer and more peaceful neighborhood where the things around them are safer, that they're not just trying to take the bad guy in at all costs, because you don't know who the bad guys are and who the good guys are, especially if you've been doing the job for a while. It all tends to run together.
Can you give me your definition of badge heavy again, Mark?
A badge heavy, to me, is somebody who thinks that the badge makes them more important.
No, you're wrong about that. Here's from the police's own website, policemag.com. This was a definition presumably written by one of their supporters. Badge heavy, usually a new guy who's on a power trip, stopping, arresting, or threatening everyone in sight. They usually grow out of this behavior, claims the person who wrote that.
Well, thank God. You'd think that they usually get fired would be the thing that I would like to hear.
But that's cop slang for other cops, right? So they came up with that name. And so, yeah, it is about abuse of power. It is about wielding power over others. Let's go to Rod. He's in Des Moines. Rod, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, I've been in law enforcement for 35 years.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I've been in law enforcement for 35 years. I understand. I've seen some good ones. I've seen some bad ones. I'm still in it. I really have a real hard time when people pass judgment on the law enforcement community in general for one or two officers that do something shouldn't have done. But at the same time, put yourself in that position when an officer has to make that decision on a split second, everybody else gets months and weeks and years.
Yeah.
Armchair quarterback this.
They certainly do. But I don't think we're making a jump. I don't think that we're making a jump decision after one or two police officers. One of my big concerns is that a lot of the videos I see of things that I consider to be abuse of power on the part of the police have to do with lots of police officers being around. We just talked about the Rodney King incident, and there's police officers standing around while other police officers beat the guy.
Right. Somebody should have probably stepped in and said, "Hey, whoa, that."
That's what I think, yes.
Yeah, they should have.
But there again, on the Rodney King thing, to go back to that, the media only played what they wanted the people to see. There was more to it that actually led up to that. And then what about the event after it was all settled? Rodney King got millions of dollars for getting beat up, which I wasn't there. But then was there a big story made about Rodney King trying to run over a police officer after that?
I don't recall.
Years later? Yeah, he tried to run a cop over out there. Nothing was ever
said
about
that. Well, that's not okay. Obviously, that's not okay. But there's people who are definitely wrong on the side of the police on that one. Look, there have been a few instances where a cop has stepped in and stopped a fellow officer from continuing some sort of savage beating, and in some of those instances, the officer who steps in ends up getting punished or retaliated against,
fired, blackballed. Yeah. These things happen.
Yeah, so, I mean...
And I don't work in a big department, in a huge, huge department where, like, a metro area where, Boston and Ferguson, Missouri, but these people that are doing what they're doing, if you want to protest, that's great. Have peaceful protest, say your piece, but what they're doing and, targeting law enforcement officers, those law enforcement officers are getting targeted did absolutely nothing to deserve.
Which targeted law enforcement officers are we talking about? I'm sorry. I need a little help with who's being targeted.
The rioters in Boston. They're targeting the police officers
in Baltimore?
That are on the front line. Or Boston, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah. They're actually more going after random crap, more so than
they're yelling at police, too. Well, there's no doubt about it. But
let's go back to Ferguson, Missouri.
But we can't.
I wish we had time for it, Rod, but if you call in earlier, let's say tomorrow night, earlier in the show, I'd love to continue the discussion with you at that time. The protesters are out of control, too. Right? Like, I don't appreciate what they're doing, either. But
this is what's naturally going to happen. There's been too many killings of police officers killing civilians. Civilians who are unarmed, and this, the pressure's got to come down.
Call us again, Rod. We'll talk more. Thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you at Free Talk.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Go pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing for beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.